Mercy Road by Anne Howard Creel. Performed by Saskia Marleveld. The chauffeurs were manifestly ladies of the new school, not sitting in balconies, gazing at sympathetic stars and longing for the hero to return. No, indeed, they were following him in a motor car. Esther Paul Lovejoy, M.D., Chair of the American Women's Hospital. Chapter 1. Paris, Kentucky. March, 1918. Tornado and I jumped the stone fence and landed fleet-footed in our far meadow. I let him run the way he had when he'd been a racehorse and so often placed first. Tornado exhaled ribbons of steam into the silent morning as the sun crested and our pastures glistened with dew in this, the bluegrass country of Kentucky. His gallop drummed the ground so beautifully, like a beating heart, and his black coat pulled in the dawn light and reflected emerald and gold as we left Favier Farm behind us and skirted the dense woods, where deer often appeared and disappeared like phantoms. We flew beyond the limits of our land, into the blue, and on to forever. It was but a dream, of course. Tornado was our most prized breeding stallion, a fierce thoroughbred with a regal nose and wide-set eyes, whose contracts for siring live births able to stand and nurse right away were the most valuable assets of Favier Farm. Risking an injury to a stallion such as Tornado was foolhardy, and my father might have allowed an occasional careful canter, but galloping at full speed and jumping fences were out of the question. In the dream, Tornado finally tired, and I trotted him back toward the green and white stallion stables, complete with steeples, where my father stood outside in the tall and distinguished way he had about him, waiting and watching. A lit Gauloise cigarette in his right hand, its rich scent reaching my nostrils, as Tornado lifted his head in response to approaching his master. But something was wrong. My father's face, lined but still handsome, looked drawn and filled with loss, his eyes exhausted, as if he'd been searching for something. Questions, answers, peace, that he would never find. A burning scent seeped into my brain. I opened my eyes to sudden consciousness. Tornado was dead. The dream vanished, along with its dozens of sensations, but the smell of cigarette smoke, or some other kind of smoke, was still there.